The mechanical hound turned and plunged away from Faber's house, down the alley again. Montag snapped his gaze to the sky. The helicopters were closer, a great blowing of insects to a single light source. With an effort, Montag reminded himself again that this was no fictional episode to be watched on his run to the river. It was, in actuality, his own chess game he was witnessing, move by move. He shouted to give himself the necessary push away from this last house window and the fascinating seance going on in there. Hell! And he was away and gone. The alley, a street. The alley, a street. And the smell of the river. Leg out, leg down. Leg out and down. 20 million Montags running soon, if the cameras caught him. 20 million Montags running, running, like an ancient flickery Keystone comedy. Cops, robbers, chasers and the chased, hunters and hunted. He had seen it 1,000 times. Behind him now, 20 million silently baying hounds. Ricocheted across parlors. 3 cushions shooting from right wall to center wall to left wall. Gone. Right wall. Center wall. Left wall. Gone. Montag jammed his seashell to his ear.
Police suggest entire population in the Elm Terrace area do as follows. Everyone in every house in every street, open a front or rear door or look from the windows. The fugitive cannot escape if everyone in the next minute looks from his house. Ready.
Of course. Why hadn't they done it before? Why in all the years hadn't this game been tried? Everyone up, everyone out. He couldn't be missed. The only man running alone in the night city. The only man proving his legs.
At the count of 10 now. 1, 2.
He felt the city rise.
3.
He felt the city turn to its thousands of doors.
4.
The people sleepwalking in their hallways.
5.
He felt their hands on the doorknobs. The smell of the river was cool and like a solid rain. His throat was burnt rust and his eyes were wept dry with running. He yelled as if this yell would jet him on, fling him in the last 100 yards.
6, 7, 8.
The doorknobs turned on 5,000 doors.
9.
He ran out, away from the last row of houses, on a slope leading down to a solid moving blackness.
10.
The doors opened. He imagined thousands on thousands of faces peering into yards, into alleys, and into the sky. Faces hid by curtains, pale, night-frightened faces, like gray animals peering from electric caves. Faces with gray, colorless eyes, gray tongues, and gray thoughts looking out through the numb flesh of the face. But he was at the river. He touched it, just to be sure it was real. He waded in and stripped in darkness to the skin, splashed his body, arms, legs, and head with raw liquor, drank it, and snuffed some up his nose. Then he dressed in Faber's old clothes and shoes. He tossed his own clothing into the river and watched it swept away. Then, holding the suitcase, he walked out in the river until there was no bottom, and he was swept away in the dark. He was 300 yards downstream when the hound reached the river. Overhead, the great racketing fans of the helicopters hovered. A storm of light fell upon the river, and Montag dived under the great illumination as if the sun had broken the clouds. He felt the river pull him further on its way into darkness. Then the lights switched back to the land. The helicopters swerved over the city again as if they had picked up another trail. They were gone. The hound was gone. Now there was only the cold river and Montag floating in a sudden peacefulness, away from the city and the lights and the chase, away from everything. He felt as if he had left a stage behind and many actors. He felt as if he had left the great seance and all the murmuring ghosts. He was moving from an unreality that was frightening into a reality that was unreal, because it was new. The black land slid by, and he was going into the country among the hills. For the first time in 12 years, the stars were coming out above him in great processions of wheeling fire. He saw a great juggernaut of stars form in the sky and threaten to roll over and crush him. He floated on his back when the valise filled and sank. The river was mild and leisurely, going away from the people who ate shadows for breakfast, and steam for lunch, and vapors for supper. The river was very real. It held him comfortably, and gave him the time at last, the leisure, to consider this month, this year, and a lifetime of years. He listened to his heart slow. His thoughts stopped rushing with his blood. He saw the moon low in the sky now. The moon there, and the light of the moon caused by what?